Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the Old Testament reading in Ezekiel chapter 33. So you, son of man, I have made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked one, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from his way, that wicked person shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, that person shall die in his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul. It's one of Scripture's most sobering images, this watchman on the wall. It's a passage that feels awfully heavy. It strikes us as almost entirely law, right? If you see danger and fail to warn them, I will require blood from your hand. We hear things like this and we squirm under the weight. But beneath the weight of the warning is the beating heart of God's mercy. Because before God ever calls Ezekiel to speak, God speaks. Before God ever commands Ezekiel to warn, God has warned. Before God ever places Ezekiel on the wall, as it were, God has stood watch over his people with a love that refuses to let them wander into destruction. Now it's interesting, in the first place, God said to Ezekiel, I have made you a watchman, which is different from we've received your application for watchman and everything checks out. We think you'd be great at it. No. I have made you. I pulled you out of the crowd, God says, and you're it. You're the one to send this warning. God places Ezekiel where he wants him, equips him with his word, and gives him this simple task. If you see something, say something. So I'm sure you're aware, a watchman in the ancient world was essential to their city. His eyes were the city's early warning system. If he saw danger like an approaching army or some other rising threat, he had one responsibility. Speak. I'm linking this task to that sign that many of you have seen at the airport. If you see something, say something. It's a simple thought, but it can save lives. A forgotten bag or a suspicious situation, one word spoken at the right time to the right person can prevent disaster. That's Ezekiel's role here. And in a sense, it has become ours because God places each one of us in relationships, in work situations, in families, in communities, and we see things that others don't. We notice dangers that others overlook, and God says, speak. Speak, Christian, not because you're perfect, but because you care. But here's the key. The watchman's job is not to make people listen, nor is it to force behavior. It's not even to guarantee results, as if that were possible. The watchman's calling is simply to be faithful, and if you see something, say something. That has the power to free us. That takes the pressure off. Because we often, more often than not, carry burdens that God never expected us to bear. We think, I've got to fix that person. Or we think, I've got to change his heart. We think, I am the one that has to produce this outcome. But you know what God says? God says, you speak, I save. You speak, I change the heart. Even so, warnings are not pleasant. No one likes to be on the receiving end of a warning. No one likes to hear the hard truth. But in Scripture, warnings from God are always expressions of love. Love for the person. Concern for the person. Think of it this way. If you are out hiking and you see another hiker approaching a cliff and it looks like they have no idea that it's there, you are going to do what? You're going to yell, stop! Why? Not because you love yelling. Not because you enjoy embarrassing people on the trail. It's because you want them to live. A warning is love in action. God's warning to Israel was exactly that. He wasn't eager to condemn them. Later in Ezekiel 33, he even says, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that they turn from their ways and live. That's the heart of God. Not punishment, not destruction, not getting out his hammer with a sense of glee. It's life. He wants life for all people. And he knows the way to that life. Every warning of God is aimed at the abundant life of the believer. And to secure that life for you and me, God entered the city himself. He came down into the danger. He took on our flesh. He bore our sin. He carries our judgment. Jesus is the true watchman. He not only saw the danger of sin and death, he stepped into its path for our sake, so it would hit him and not you. On the cross, Jesus absorbed the very judgment Ezekiel was talking about. He absorbed the guilt. He absorbed the wrath. He becomes the condemned one so that you and I go free. Think of a first responder running into a burning building. Everyone else is running out. They're the ones running in. What are they doing? Rescuing people. To stand between danger and others, and Jesus did that for each one of us. He doesn't just shout warnings from heaven. He ran into the flames for you, to get you, to pull you out. And because of his resurrection, because he walked out of those flames unscathed, the warning has turned into an invitation. Return home. Return to life. Return to the mercy that Jesus secured for you. Let me be as clear as I possibly can. The invitation I'm talking about, the invitation of God, is not repent so that God might love you. The invitation is God loves you. So repent. Return. Let him give to you. And when that settles into your heart and your mind, and that's the fuel that you're running your heart off of, you realize Ezekiel's calling, in a way, has become yours. Not in the sense that you stand on a literal wall with binoculars, but in the sense that God places you in moments where your individual, unique voice matters and can do the most good. We are watchmen. When we speak the truth in love, when we say the hard thing, we're watchmen when we point people to Christ and not ourselves. We are watchmen when we refuse to let fear silence the gospel of Jesus. I'd like you to imagine, or maybe recall, if you can, a time when a good friend of yours took you aside and they said, in loving concern, I'm worried about you. If that's ever happened to you, I want you to know that is a watchman moment. That person saw something and they said something, not to embarrass you, not to make you cringe, but to lead you toward the life that they know that you can have too. Again, the burden is not on you, and it's not on me to change anyone else's heart. The burden is to be faithful, to speak the word God gives, to embody the mercy that Christ has shown, and to trust the Spirit who alone gives life to a human heart. And here's the ultimate comfort. God does not judge us by our effectiveness. He does not measure us by results. He does not ask us to carry the weight of the world. He asks us to be faithful and to let Him carry everything. Put it another way, when we speak Christ, Christ works. And that frees us to serve with joy instead of fear, with courage instead of anxiety. Ezekiel chapter 33 is sending us a very simple truth. God warns because God wants life for all of His children. And in Jesus, that desire has become real. Jesus is our life. He is our forgiveness. He is our peace and rest. Rest from our thinking that it's our work that matters most. So today, please hear the gospel through the prophet Ezekiel. You are loved. You are forgiven. You are held by the one who is watching over you. And you are sent today from this place not to save the world, but to point to the one who already has. Would you pray with me, please? In what you give us, Lord, to do, together or alone, in old routines or ventures new, may we not cease to look to you. The cross you hung upon, all you endeavored, done. In Jesus' name, amen.